Welcome to Behavior Strategies for Class. I am Diane Bachman, your behavior paraprofessional with over 15 years of experience working in special education. And I'm so glad you're here because I'll be teaching you about social-emotional learning, behavior strategies, trauma-informed care, and more. So if you are tired of being frustrated and not knowing what to do with your students who have challenging and disruptive behavior, you're in the right place. Now, if you're ready to become more equipped to help your students learn and grow, let's listen in to today's episode. So the power of your words affects your students' behaviors. So being straightforward and open with your students creates that open dialogue that can help in improving their behavior. So how can you do that? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we get started, please leave a review, hit that subscribe button before you finish listening to this. I would really appreciate it so that others can come and learn and grow here as well. Also, just to remind you that I moved the Transform Student Behavior Workshop to be March 25th through the 27th at 11 a.m. Mountain Time because unfortunately I was not 100% ready, and I want to make sure that I deliver the best for you, because the strategies that I will be going over again are tested and verified to make a difference for your students. And I am confident if you take this workshop, you will begin to see that transformation in your students' behavior. So check out that link in the show notes and I will see you there. So a few things I have learned working with our students is that there is a right time to talk and letting them talk and asking questions. Because sometimes I find myself, you know, wanting to have all the answers like right away. And so I'm shooting off all of these questions like, okay, so why do you think you did that? Well, do you think you did that because, or was it because of this? And I've already spouted off like four or five questions before they even get a chance to think to answer the first one. So I have to slow myself down as well and just wait. Just give them a minute. You know, we are so busy, and okay, I'll speak for myself, like to rush to the answer or to rush to the solution or to rush to my answer and my solution. And, you know, I've just really had to learn to just slow down, let them talk. And when they're done, then you can go over like what you think or what I thought, you know, should have happened, or what was the better way to handle that situation. And knowing the right time to talk. Granted, when our students are escalated and, you know, they're dumping over tables and chairs, that's not really the time that they want to have like a real conversation. So it's waiting until they're ready. And usually we do ask them, are you ready to talk? And sometimes it's no. Sometimes we get no answer. Sometimes we get grunting or hissing noises is the latest. But just finding out when is a good time for them to talk. And usually they will. They will come around and be like, okay, I'm ready. Or we say, when you're ready, you come sit at the table. You know, we give them those opportunities. Or you can sit in this chair. Or, you know, still giving them that control and that choice. But then we know they are ready to have that conversation. And so, again, it's learning the right time to talk, letting them talk, and then asking questions. And you want to listen to understand. So one of the ways that you have this transformative conversation, number one, is that listening to understand. And I have learned that actually in all of my relationships. You know, I need to be listening intently. I need to be listening to understand what is that person really trying to say? What are they really trying to tell me? And especially our students. You know, unfortunately, they don't always have somebody that sits down with them and actually has a conversation, listening to them, and then giving them the opportunity to talk. I think sometimes as adults, like, we get so used to giving direction. And like I said, we have the solution and we need to let them know, like, right away, we're going to fix this and this is how you're going to do it, that we don't let them have their voice. And so a way to have transformative conversations, number one, is listening to understand. Number two is be purposeful in the conversation. And going back to the questions, asking those questions one at a time. You know, what is the purpose of your conversation? Are you trying to find out, like, what happened, you know, at lunchtime? Are you trying to figure out, like, why aren't they doing their work? You know, whatever it is, be purposeful. Be intentional in that conversation. Number three would be having that open, honest conversation, dialogue. So you could ask them, so what's working for you? So what behavior strategies are working for you? You know, is it being able to get up and take a break? Is it able to go get your fidgets? Is it when you're able to go draw? And then ask them, what's not working? Are you not getting enough breaks? Are you not understanding? Are you not asking the questions? Are you not advocating for yourself? What's working? What's not working? And getting their feedback. Because again, that's giving them that voice, letting them know that they are valued and they are heard. And so number four, that leads right into number four, and creating an action plan. So what's working, what's not working? How can we make it so it does work for that student? You know, what are the strategies that you need to put in place, the resources for them to be able to, you know, get in your classroom? What are those things that they need? And they may tell you, you know what, I just need 5 minutes to draw. Or, you know, I just want to read my book. Whatever it is. And obviously, you know, again, it's a conversation both ways. So you have to let them know, like, you know what, as much as I love that you love reading, you know, I can't let you sit and read for a half an hour when we're in the middle of a math lesson. Or whatever it is, and letting them know, like, you know, I really want to be able to help you do this. However, at that time, it's not going to work, but maybe we can do it this time. Or, you know, I see you in the calm corner, but you're just playing around. You're not using it correctly. So we're going to have to pull that back and let's try this instead. You know, being able just to be open with that student and let them give you feedback and you as well, and then creating that plan. So what is going to work? And, you know, like, the plan is always in process. Hopefully you are flexible. The plan is flexible. As your student grows and maybe behaviors change and, you know, this behavior they're doing much better at, but but now maybe they have a different behavior spiking up. You know, how do we address that behavior? And so it's always in process finding out what's best for your student and what is going to help them succeed. And side note, I got some of this information from udemy.com and yourtimetogrow.com. They have a lot of other great resources on their website if you want to look those up as well. So again, just to review, ways that you can have those transformative conversations, because the goal here is to transform their behavior so that it does not interfere with their learning, so that they can be successful and they can be engaged and they can continue to grow while they're with you. So number one, listen to understand. Number two, be purposeful. Ask questions, but maybe one at a time. Number three, have that honest conversation. What's working? What's not? Number four, create that action plan from what you guys talked about. And I will add the bonus of five, giving that right time to talk, letting them talk. Because like I said, sometimes as adults, like we are one-sided and we have the solution and we want to help them, but we're not giving them that voice. And so we want to make sure we give them that voice, that they feel valued and heard. Because when they do feel safe in your class, they feel valued, they are ready to engage. They are ready to try their best and improve their behavior. So as a reminder also, the way we deliver our words through tone, inflection, and body language makes a difference in our message. So take the time to get it right as much as possible. And I know you're having conversations like all over the place, all day long, and sometimes you're not going to have that time to really sit down and have this heart-to-heart with your students. But I'm telling you, it is possible, because I have seen teachers do it, and it does make a difference. And granted, it's not a one and done. You know, it's a constant conversation, especially those students that are struggling with their behaviors, because you know there's so much more going on in their little heads. You know, they have so much going on that we have no idea. And so if we can make them feel safe and valued and cared for, that the time that they're in our class, they will grow. Their behavior will be transformed. And they will be successful. So thanks so much for all that you do every day, for showing up, staying late, coming early, giving the extra, because your hard work is paying off. And I know you may not always see that, you may not always feel it, but you really are doing great. So thanks so much for listening, guys, and I will see you next week. Thanks so much for listening. I truly appreciate your support. And if I have encouraged you, motivated you to continue to learn, to support your students, even better, to help them strive in your classroom, please leave a review, hit that subscribe button so that others can see they can learn and grow here as well. Thank you.